This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with celebrity nutritionist and writer, The Nude Nutritionist, also known as Lindy Cohen from Sydney, Australia. Lindy, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure. So Lindy, if you would, tell us a little bit about your journey that led you to become renowned in Australia as The Nude Nutritionist.
Yeah, do you know what? Okay, first up, I do always wear clothing. I just want to get that straight out so we all know. But to be honest, when I was around 5, I think I already knew that my body was a little bit bigger than everyone else's. But by the time I was 10, I started really becoming aware of food and calories and trying to lose weight. And for the next 10 years, even from such a young age, I became quite obsessed and unhealthy with my relationship with food. So I would wake up in the morning and I'd try to be good and I'd exercise and I'd eat healthily. But then by the afternoon, I'd come home, I was exhausted, stressed, and then I'd end up eating way more than I ever wanted. And then lie in bed at night feeling bad again in the morning. And this like kept repeating itself. See, I knew exactly how I should be eating, but I just found it really hard to stick to. And I'd become an emotional eater and had a really unhealthy relationship with food. So it got to a point, after all this time, I finally realized I didn't want to spend the rest of my life obsessing about food, struggling with my weight. And at this point, I gained 20 kilograms from all the dieting. So I decided to just put my health first, stop trying to always lose weight. And within a few years of not dieting, I'd lost the 20 kilograms and my life changed because now food wasn't always on my mind and I was just eating healthily for all the right reasons. So that's why I share this story in Australia on TV for radio, just to help other people know that food doesn't have to be so complicated and you can eat healthily without obsessing and never dieting.
And thanks for laying that groundwork there. Good stuff. Now tell us, what is it about social media that you find so frustrating when it comes to people's health and motivational posts?
Yeah, it's such a good question. So I find on social media, there is the highlights reel, which is what you see. You never see people in moments of vulnerability when they're struggling. You only see the most flattering photos from the best angles and the best light. So I do something on my Instagram called Instagram vs. Reality, where it's basically two photos of me taken seconds apart, but just showing you what normally you see, which is the best photo, versus perhaps the worst photo in the bunch, which is just really what I probably look like most of the time. And I think on social media, we get tricked into thinking that to look healthy, you have to look perfect. You have to look like a model. You have to have amazing skin. You have to have a perfectly flat stomach. You have to be completely toned. And I think it really makes health seem way too unrealistic and, you know, a bit too hard for most of us to achieve. So I guess what I like to do on social media is keep it real and try to help people know that, you know, you don't have to look like a model. You don't have to look perfect. You can be really healthy. And the main thing to be doing instead of obsessing over our weight is just finding a healthy weight for our body and a weight that makes us feel good.
Yeah, most certainly there. And what led you to write the book, The Nude Nutritionist, Stop Obsessing About Food and Never Diet Again? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, after so many years of this dieting and of obsession, you know, I had enough and I found this approach that really worked, where it's not about creating a list of forbidden foods. So often what we do is we go on a diet and then we're not allowed to eat all these foods and just like a toddler, it's all we can think about. And so we get stuck in this constant yo-yo cycle. And the big problem with diets is that A, we are very hard to spot. You know, you get things like the Atkins diet or whatever, where it says diet in the name, but most diets are in disguise. So you might say, oh, I'm not dieting, I'm just trying to be good. Or I'm not dieting, I'm just quitting sugar. And in fact, all those ways of eating, we think it's healthy eating, that's actually just a diet in disguise. The other thing that diets do is they will fail you. And so often when you fail on a diet, you think, oh, I'm the one who fails. It's my poor willpower. I'm weak. If I had just been more motivated, I would have succeeded this time. But the problem is 96% of diets fail. So we've got to look around and go, we're not all dummies. We don't all have weak willpower. The actual problem is that it's our mindset around food that's the issue. So this book, it's all about changing your mindset, creating a healthy relationship with food. So you don't have to lie in bed at night feeling guilty for what you eat. You don't have to start again every Monday. And you can just eat healthily without all the nonsense, really.
And that certainly sounds good to me. Today we are with celebrity nutritionist and writer, the Nude Nutritionist, also known as Lindy Cohen from Sydney, Australia, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Lindy, what advice would you give to a 16-year-old Lindy Cohen?
I feel so much for 16-year-old me. She was struggling with her weight. She just desperately wanted to lose weight and to feel good in her body. So the number one thing I would say to her is stop trying to lose weight and start trying to be healthy. Stop listening to those so-called experts on TV and start listening to your body. Because naturally, we all have an inbuilt system for managing our weight, which is our appetite. The only reason our appetite exists is to help us eat the right amount of food for our weight and for our health. So when we stop listening to all those exterior people telling us what to do, and we just check in and go, am I hungry? And just start eating when we are hungry and not eating when we're not hungry, then our weight actually finds its own place. So for me, I would tell her that it is as simple as that. And not to create those lists of forbidden foods. One of the things that I think is key is something called crowding, which I talk about in the book. And this is the idea that instead of cutting out foods, which just make you become obsessed, we want to start focusing on adding in more healthy foods and not boring foods. Healthy food has to taste delicious. Otherwise, there's no way we're going to keep doing it. So have a salad and make sure there's some lovely carbohydrates in there. Put some avocado, a bit of feta cheese. You have to add those ingredients that actually make healthy food fun and interesting, because you can't live your life on sad salads and boring health food. That's just not realistic. So don't cut out foods, but rather just crowd in more of the healthy foods, and you'll find it so much easier to eat healthily.
Lindy, thanks so much for sharing that from a personal perspective. That certainly is most helpful. Lastly, if you could nudge one person in the right direction for a healthy 2019, what would you tell them to focus on?
That's a really good question. The number one thing would be enjoyment. So often with exercise, we see it as punishment for eating, and we think it's something I've got to do, I have to do. But most people are doing exercise wrong. If it feels painful, if it hurts, that's not the way it needs to be. I'm all about doing something that makes you feel good. So even if it's just going for a short little walk and you put in your radio show, your favorite radio show, and you go for a walk and you can just relax, that is exercise. That is what we want to be aiming for. Because when you enjoy something, you're so much more inclined to keep doing it. It's not about getting to our destination as fast as possible. So when I went through my process, I lost 20 kilograms, but I didn't do it overnight. I lost 20 kilograms over 4 years. So it was a really slow process where I wasn't measuring everything I ate. I was quite the opposite. I wasn't even weighing myself on the scale. I was just investing in doing enjoyable, healthy activities. And once something became normal, became routine, then I found another thing to move on to. And it's this idea that if we can just, for this year, go, it's a long-term approach. If by 2020 I've reached my destination, but I never have to worry about my weight again, then even though it takes us a year, it's going to be so worth it, rather than going from quick fix to quick fix that never, ever work.
Lindy, certainly have appreciated your time spent with us here today on eHealth Radio. Really some good information here, and motivational and inspirational as well. If folks wanted to get further information on you as well as the Nude Nutritionist, where could they find further details online?
Yeah, please. My website is Lindy Cohen, LyndiCohen.com. And you can find me on Instagram, The Nude Nutritionist, or just Google The Nude Nutritionist book if you want to check it out. You can order it anywhere in the world. It's a good way to start 2019 without dieting or obsessing.
Awesome information. Again, Lindy, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, celebrity nutritionist and writer, The New Nutritionist, also known as Lindy Cohen from Sydney, Australia. And for further details, simply visit lindycohen.com for further details. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.